part two of the County Sheriff Shannon Dykus explanation of the rise of violent crime. In the next section of his newsletter, he discusses parolees at large who are not following their post-jail agreements and who often are the ones committing the most violent crimes in our county. These parolees disrespect and have no fear of the law. So much so, recently officers were involved in two lethal force encounters with them. Another issue the officers face is the rise of mental health calls. These sensitive encounters require a whole different set of training and handling. Dykus reported since 2020, their department received not 100, not 1,000, not 10,000 calls, but 16,929 mental health related calls. Let's stop and pray about the parolee and mental health crisis that is in our county. Father, we pray for a decrease in parolees who don't adhere to their post-jail commitments, who are not respecting the law. And we pray that they would learn to respect the law based on increased consequences, a change of heart. Maybe while they're in jail, that there would be a revival breakout, or even while they're getting booked. We pray, God, for they wouldn't become repeat offenders, that there would be a sincere change, that laws would have consequences that would help them change. Like if you steal, pay it back, and end of story. Father, we pray for changes in the whole system. We pray for a decrease in the mental health crisis with an increase in people getting saved and set free from that which is causing it. We pray for a lessen of drugs and alcohol and addictions. We pray, Father, that you would help them to see other options. We pray for other organizations to come alongside them and help them get out of these problems and help them see that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that they don't always have to have this. We pray people will not speak over them that they are bound for life to be depressed or have problems. We pray, God, that besides these antidepressants, that other things will occur so that they can eventually wean off them and find healing and hope in day-to-day living. Help them to address the real issues that are causing them this grief and this torment. And often that is a spiritual thing. So Lord, we pray that you would come in and work through your people to see these people full of issues set free. We pray for the officers that have to come to these calls. You would grant them wisdom and direction, gentleness and patience. Because a lot of them act out, especially domestic violence, mental issues, etc. We pray for the safety of children. We know that the numbers increased in all ages. But so, Father, we pray and ask you that you will be the umbrella over all of this, and that we will begin to see less parolees at large, and the 552 that exists right now, that will decrease by next year, that the number of calls will decrease on average for mental health issues, and that you will bring a revival to our county that will change this whole venue in the name of Jesus.